Now, the big news this morning, of course, was that his man is set to be extradited to Queensland from New South Wales over the alleged murder of a person whose badly decomposed body was found in a metal box on the balcony of a Brisbane Riverside apartment block. Now, the police made the very grim discovery late yesterday for executing a search warrant at Hamilton. Sophie Upcroft is reporting on this at 4BC and Nine News, and she joins me now. Sophie, what's the latest on this one?
Well, Scott, this certainly was a grim discovery. We have had an update from detectives this afternoon. They have conducted the autopsy and the post-mortem on that body, and although it was badly decomposed, they have been able to tell us this afternoon that the body belongs to a woman of Asian descent, and that jewellery belonging to the missing woman, Kweong Yan, was found inside that metal box where the body was located in the balcony on that Hamilton apartment complex. Now, Kweong Yan's family have been contacted. They are the ones that identified that jewellery. So detectives strongly believe that it could well be her body. However, they will have to confirm that with a DNA test. What will be involved in that is actually quite complex because Kweong Yan's family are based in China. She has no relatives in Australia. They will need to send over DNA with the assistance of the AFP and Interpol so that they can match that with the DNA of the body and hopefully get that family some answers. This discovery was, of course, made yesterday while they were conducting a search warrant. The reason they conducted that search warrant was because New South Wales police tipped off Queensland police that the missing woman, Kweong Yan, had been residing at that Hamilton apartment complex. So they searched the apartment and made that grim discovery. In the meantime, at the exact same time that they were doing that search warrant, New South Wales detectives were speaking with the tenant who was leasing that apartment. He had fled to Sydney where he was staying with friends. They were speaking with him and they then arrested him, and they are holding him there right now under the suspicion that he may have murdered that person inside the box, which we believe to be Kweong Yan. He went before a court today, but Queensland detectives hadn't arrived just yet due to flight delays due to COVID. So he will be back before a court in Sydney tomorrow where detectives will seek his extradition. He is likely to be extradited pending a negative COVID test tomorrow. Once he arrives in Queensland, detectives tell me they plan on charging him with murder. And he, of course, will have to go before a court here in Brisbane, Scott.
How long has this woman been missing for? Any idea about that?
Well, the timeline on this one is very interesting. And so we have confirmed today that New South Wales police have known that this woman was missing since the 13th of April this year. Now, we understand that Kweong Yan was quite close with her mother and that she kept in regular contact with her mum. Now, when that contact ceased around December last year for a few weeks, Kweong's mum obviously had some pretty strong concerns, although her English is quite limited. So Kweong Yan's mum contacted a friend here in Australia, who then found out that apparently Kweong had moved to New South Wales. So that's where she filed a missing persons report. New South Wales police had say they have been investigating it since April, but they only told Queensland police about this week. And that's when detectives here sought that search warrant of the Hamilton apartment where they understood that she had been staying for some time. And they obviously searched it yesterday, making that pretty grim discovery and also leading detectives in New South Wales to catch up with the tenant, 26-year-old Yang Zhao, who is the man that is right now in custody and is going to be charged with murder tomorrow when he arrives in Queensland.
All right, Sophie Upcroft, thank you for that. And catch Sophie's full report on Nine News tonight.